Yeah.
We're on a journey together to unearth what really drives you, what matters most, so you can drive further, faster, and enjoy the ride. This is What Drives You, and I'm your host, Kevin Miller. You have as much drive as anyone. Only the fuel and the destination is in question. This is the biggest myth I'm on a mission to dispel, that some people are driven and others are not. It's a lie. It's false. And I want you to tell yourself that and everyone, tell everyone, this is the good news. When you are on the couch, binge watching shows and binge eating chips, which we all end up there at some time, and sometimes it's not bad. But if you do and you're frustrated, it's not because you have a lack of drive. When your kid wants to do nothing but play video games while your friend's kid is a star athlete and valedictorian and got a full ride to Harvard, it's not because your kid lost the genetic lottery and has no drive. We all have all the drive that we need. We really do. This is not just motivational mumbo jumbo. We've got as much as anyone else. It's only what is fueling our drive and what destination we truly want to go to that's in question. So following here is a short analogy that will drive home the point. When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a five-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. You have as much drive as anyone. Only the fuel and the destination is in question. So it got me to thinking about three identical cars. Let's say their gas tanks each hold 20 gallons of gas and they get 20 miles per gallon. And we start them all up at the same time. Okay. Can you see them in your mind? Three cars, they're all running all the same. So car number one, it just stays there in park. Just idles. It's just running, just like our cars here in the high mountains of Colorado that we start running minutes before we get in them so that they'll get a little warmed up and we get some heat going quicker. They're just sitting there idling. It just sits there and idles. It never shifts into gear. This car number one never shifts into gear, never goes anywhere. It's just sitting there running. All right, car number two, it's running, but then boom, shifts into first gear and it drives around the block. Maybe around town, back around the block, around town, back around the block, over and over and over again. It travels many miles, never reaches any destination, and ends back basically right where it started. All right, that's car number two. Car number three puts a specific address into the GPS, shifts into first gear, then a second, and so forth, and it ends up off at whatever destination was intended. All right, all these cars had drive. In essence, right? They got an engine, they got fuel, they're capable of the same things. They all do. It's very important. That's my premise, foundation, root of what drives you. We all have drive. It is a myth that some people have drive and some people don't. We all have drive. We all have the same ingredients in us. All right? This is humanity. So my scenario there is we are all our own vehicles, all capable of the same things. We all have as much drive in us as anyone else. The only difference is what we're fueled by, and where we desire to drive, truly desire. So if you're like car number one, your drive, your tank is filled with fear. You're fueled by fear. You're paralyzed. You're afraid to move forward or move anywhere. So you're just sitting there with your engine running. You're alive right now. Your heart's beating. You've got legs, we assume. You know, you've got some ability to be mobile, to get somewhere. You can be mobile just by sitting in front of a computer and going there, right? And doing something, achieving something. But if you're car number one, you're fueled by fear, you're not going anywhere. You're just sitting there idling, all right? Man, so much compassion, so little judgment. None. I want no judgment in that, okay? We've all been there. We all will be there at times. And we think about this thing of you know, someone's, you know, driven and someone's not. Well, we all have drive. But even in this, to say that, well, sometimes some people are driven by fuel, by fear, some by desires. Well, we're all at certain times driven by fear. We have been, and we will be again. Hopefully we won't be there long. So a lot of compassion, okay? It's a massive shift, though, to realize, this is what's important, to realize you do, in fact, have plenty of drive and fuel within you. You aren't unlucky. You didn't miss the genetic lottery, and others got drive, and you didn't. It's in there. You've got it. I don't want that to feel like you're being dissed, though. Again, being judged. It's not. I want you to feel hope in that, that it's there. Maybe you're not in a place to shift into gear yet. And that can be okay. I'm not going to say it is okay, but it can be okay. All right. But to know that and to know that you do have the capacity, that's hopeful. All right. Now let's say you're car number two. Your drive is fueled by some desires, but you've got no long-term significant desires, no destination really in mind. No destination that you really believe in. Maybe you're just uncertain. You're in a place of confusion, which again, we've all been there. We all will be at some point. So you're just driving around and around. You're not really getting anywhere. Maybe you're visiting some close destinations, but you're not getting really anywhere different. And again, you generally just end up back where you started. Again, it's powerful to know you have all the drive you need within you. You're able to get out of fear and at least shift and go forward some, but you're not really getting anywhere because you haven't specified anywhere specific you want to go. All right. Car number three, if you're that, you've got a destination in mind. You set a course and you get there. And if that's you, you have some achievement you want to realize, you know why, and you're making daily progress toward it. Beautiful. Beautiful. You got a couple questions to ask. I'll come right back though. But I want you to think, we've all been car number one, fueled by fear, stuck in park, idling. We've been car number two. We got some desires. We're driving around, not really getting anywhere because they're not that specific. They're not that definitive. They're not that grand maybe. And we've been car number three. We've had some things that we knew we wanted to achieve, some places we knew we wanted to go, and we got there. Most people I find are some of all three. If you look at the different areas of life that I go through in my book, What Drives You, relationships, spiritual, health and wellness, work, money, and on and on. If you look at these areas, you'll see that, man, some of them, I'm killing it. I'm doing it, man. I am driving and I am reaching destinations. But then I got this other area and I'm stuck in park. I'm stuck in fear. I got another area. I'm kind of driving around, but I'm not really getting anywhere as well. We've all been there. Or we can look back and go, man, at one point I killed it there. Right now I'm struggling. It's a journey. This isn't a done deal all of a sudden and you're just perfectly driven the rest of your life. Obviously the goal is to get better and better and better at being car number three. Now let's say you are car number three. You do have two questions to ask yourself. Why do you want to go to that destination? Okay. So you set a course, you got a goal, you got a destination that you want and you're going towards it. You're making progress. Why? Why do you want to go there? What is at the core of what you expect to experience as a result of arriving? What's the emotion behind it that you're trying to fulfill? And I'm asking you to question that because a lot of us, me included, have set a course for something. We're making progress, but we're at risk of one, not enjoying it at all because it's not really authentic. We're going towards something we think we should do. It's an expectation of somebody else or something else that we agreed in, and we're not enjoying it, which is scary because we may end up there and it's not that fulfilling. Or let's say that we, you know, that's the other part too, is that we end up at the destination. Maybe things were okay and we got there and it just wasn't that big a deal. Most of us have experienced that. It didn't fulfill us that much. So again, question, why do you want the destination? What's at the core of what you expect to experience as a result of arriving there? What's the emotion behind it? And number two is, I'm going to expound on what I said just a second ago. Are you enjoying the ride? Doesn't mean every day is fun and play. I find the most, you know, beautifully driven people, man, it's not all fun and play. There's hardship in it. My gosh, I mean, look at, you know, the stories we know of Mother Teresa serving and feeding the homeless. Not, she wasn't sitting around just laughing all day, man. It was horrific. There's tragedy going on. It wasn't all fun and play, but it was fulfilling. This is what she wanted to do. It's very fulfilling. So when I say enjoying the ride, don't just think fun and play. Hopefully there's some of that too, but fulfillment. Are you fulfilled in this? If there's no joy or fulfillment in the journey, you risk, again, the destination just not ending up being worth the struggle. So know, again, the amount of drive in you is not at all in question, and neither is the amount of fuel. It's only the type of fuel, fear or desire, and the destination. Do you have a worthwhile destination that you, where you know what you want and you know why, you really understand why, what the emotion is that you're trying to achieve at the end of it? I mean, like most profound aspects of life, though this is somewhat simple, it's extremely hard, extremely hard. I don't at all minimize fear or lack of direction. Stepping out and going forth takes courage, perseverance. As Bilbo said in Lord of the Rings, it's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in our Drive Tribe community. You can find that at kevinmiller.co. Just click on community, where we discuss each and every episode further. And you can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter and get weekly updates. It includes what we've had on the show and also my blog. Until next time, I really hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride.